Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm glad to be joined by Pastor Julie Cameron, our children's pastor here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. Pastor Julie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And Pastor Julie has been our children's pastor since November of 2016. Mm-hmm. Julie, would you like to start out just talking about where you're from and maybe where you went to college?
Sure. So I grew up, born and raised in New Hampshire, up in the north, and then I went to college at Eastern Nazarene College outside of Boston, where I studied religion, Christian religion, obviously.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, when you first went to ENC, you didn't start out in religion. You kind of changed your major. So maybe talk about what you were studying and what made you change to studying religion.
Yeah. Well, I actually started out as a journalism major, which I don't usually say that, but
so you're right. I was at home.
Yeah, all over the place. So I started out as journalism / undecided. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And then after my first semester of college, I kind of decided that my passion for kids was definitely where I wanted to, the track that I wanted to take. So I started studying elementary early childhood education.
That's cool. And I knew that you had started out doing education, but I didn't know you started out doing journalism. So maybe I'll have to have you in here more often. But just talk a little bit about how you switched from early childhood or elementary education to doing religion and studying that.
Yeah. So that was actually completely a God thing. So I had just been feeling for pretty much a whole year, had just been feeling like I was not in the right place studying education. Just was feeling this like pressure and fear of being in a classroom and that setting, and just knowing that wasn't what I wanted to do, but also being torn with knowing that I wanted to work with kids. And, so it was kind of this battle going on for a whole semester just internally. And so it was actually right before Christmas break, my sophomore year, I attended Wollaston Church of the Nazarene for their Sunday program, which I didn't normally go there, so it was kind of totally a God thing that I was there that day. But they were having their children's Christmas program during the Sunday service. So I got to see that, and while I was sitting there, I just very clearly felt the Lord saying, "This is where I want you." And I was like, "What?" And then I heard it again, and he said, "This is where I want you." And I was so confused. I had no, didn't know what that meant. I didn't know, I didn't even know a children's pastor was a thing. I thought that was always just like people volunteered to work with the children. And so that was kind of where my passion was a little bit. And so I went and I actually spoke with the professor of youth ministry at ENC, who had sort of been a little bit of a mentor to me at that point. And since we didn't have a children's ministry major at ENC, and I did not grow up in the Nazarene church, he advised me just to take the basic religion track rather than going towards any specific youth ministry or Christian ministry degree.
So that kind of gave you a broader aspect, and you would still learn the Bible and the theology and that type of stuff.
Right. And so that's what I took that whole Christmas break, really, which was about a month, just to pray about it. I called my mom that night after I had spoken with him, and she was, like, in tears, just knowing that this was the Lord and his call on my life. So that was really confirmation for me, too.
That's really cool. Yeah, I can kind of relate to the whole God speaking to you type of thing. Like, going into school, I knew I wanted to do broadcasting, but I was always kind of like, what if God calls me to ministry? Dad had to go back to school as an adult with a family and kids, and I was thinking, I don't want to do that. And spring of my freshman year, God spoke, like, basically, this is ministry. Like, it does. I was like, what? Radio's ministry? What? So I can relate to that.
Yeah.
But anything else you want to share about your college experience or related to studying, some things you might have learned while you were in college?
Yeah, definitely. Well, as I said, I did not grow up Nazarene, so I kind of was a little bit skeptical in beginning some of my classes, just knowing some of the theology that was being taught that I had never heard before. And so I thought that was interesting at first. And so the more I got into my classes and the more I started to understand a lot of that, the more I really started to fall in love with the Church of the Nazarene and just everything that they stand for. And also, I still, even though I was studying religion, still did not know at all what God was calling me to. I had a heart for missions. I had a heart for children. But it was still just this unknown kind of thing. But the Lord kept confirming as I was going to classes and as I was having conversations with professors that, like, this is where I should be. Even though I didn't know where it was leading, I knew exactly that, like, this was where I needed to be. Just the classes that I was taking and the major that I was pursuing.
That's cool. Yeah. Pastor Julie, maybe talk a little bit about after you graduated and maybe what happened between then and maybe how you ended up here.
Yes, I can do that. So I decided after college I was planning to move home. I had been working at a Mexican restaurant for 6 years over the summers. And so I just kept doing that. That was kind of my plan for the time being. Just to work there, I felt like that was a mission field, and that's where I needed to be, at least for the summer. So I stayed there, and I continued cleaning houses like I've been doing for years. And so that was just my plan. I didn't really have a lot planned for after college. So I went home, and I did that over the summer. And about, I want to say about a month into the summer is when I got a random Facebook message from some dude named Adrian Mills just saying, hey, I work at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. Olivia Michael gave me your name. She's interning here. Would you mind talking to me sometime about your call to ministry? And I was like, okay, sure. So it was kind of cool. And I was I didn't know what to expect talking to him, but I just kind of thought maybe they're looking to give people intern opportunities or that kind of thing. So I agreed to talk to him, and then so about, it was probably a week later, he called me, and we just talked for a while about, you know, what the Lord had been doing and what I'd felt called to. And it wasn't until after I told him all that, he admitted later that he kind of tricked me, but he asked if I was interested in applying to be the children's pastor here, and that just kind of like threw me for, it was crazy, because at that moment that he said that, I hadn't even thought up until then that I would ever be a children's pastor. I was pretty adamant that I was not going to be a pastor, but when he said that, it just clicked for me. It was like everything just made sense. What my passions were and what God had been having me study and everything just seemed to come together in that. And I didn't want to just like jump into it, but at the same time, it was such a complete God thing that I was like, yeah, I'll consider that. So he gave me about a month to just pray about it. And during that time, we talked a little bit, but a few months later was when I finally talked to him and Pastor Carey, and they flew me down here to meet everyone and see the church. And as soon as I got here, I just fell in love with the church, got to meet a few of the kids, and I was really just felt at home here, and I knew this was the Lord had me.
That's cool that you say that. So you went from thinking you were possibly going to get an internship to applying for a full-time position as a children's pastor.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I believe that was the county fair week, the week you came. The Sunday before you were Pastor Adrian, I believe, when he introduced me. And so I thought you were just family with him visiting that. And then I think I saw you later that week in the office, and I'm like,
what?
I wonder if that could possibly be. So that was, it was cool. It was like, I've seen her before. Where have I seen her?
Right. Yeah, so. Everyone was like, are you a JMU student? I'm like, no, just here.
That's cool. But, talk about working with kids and some of the good things and maybe some of the tough things. Just whatever you want to share about working with kids.
Yeah, it's been really, really great so far. I mean, I think I've learned probably more than the kids have just about ministry and following the Lord's plan and just trusting in him. Because this is like way beyond my comfort zone, more than I could imagine. But the Lord's been working in really awesome ways. And the kids are so, they're so forgiving and loving. Just in working with them, I feel like they extend so much grace when I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I feel like maybe this isn't, maybe no one understands what I'm trying to say today, or maybe this isn't a great message this morning. They always just accept it and receive it. And just building those relationships with them has been really, really amazing.
So you're giving to them, but you're also receiving and learning from them as well.
Definitely.
Kind of like the Bible says, unless you become like little children, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Absolutely.
Also, Pastor Julie, I saw something recently on, I believe it was your Instagram or something like that, about the happiest or one of the greatest things about working with kids is when they're crying. And you went on to explain that. So if you just want to share that and...
Yeah, so I'm not saying I like watching kids cry or I want to make them cry or anything, definitely not. but there have been two moments in particular in the past 6 months of being here that have just completely struck my heart and stuck with me as a lesson to me. And I think it was during kids' church was the first time that it happened when I was teaching in Tiny Town. And one of the little girls had hurt another kid by accident, complete accident. And the other kid wasn't upset. He wasn't really angry, but he could tell it hurt him a little bit. And so he wasn't crying, but he was a little sad that he got hurt. And the other girl, the one who had hurt him by accident, just starts crying. And I can just see that pain on her face. And I go up and I try and comfort her, and she's like, I hurt him. And she was just so broken over having hurt this other child. And I was like, wait, shouldn't I be comforting the other child, the one who got hurt? And so it just struck me. I was like, no, this is how it should be. This is how God is with us when we come to him broken over what we've done and the things that we've done wrong and the ways that we've hurt him. God's the one who gives us comfort in those times, and he turns to us and he doesn't hold grudges against us, but he forgives readily. And watching those little kids, these little four-year-olds, embody that was incredible. And that happened again last night. And it's just an incredible reminder to me of how gracious God is and how these little kids can teach us so much just by watching them and their actions.
That's a neat story, Pastor Julie, and certainly we can learn from kids or those younger than us. I know since I've been working with the youth, I feel like I get as much and learn as much from them as I actually teach them.
Yep.
And you were talking also about, you know, some weeks you're wondering if they get it or if they're learning anything. I would say, yeah, I mean, even if... just by the way your love and spirit and you just treat them the way God would treat them, just with, you know, grace and humility and all that other stuff, that they're learning by your example, if nothing else. So what's the best way for people to get in contact with you, maybe if they were interested in volunteering with the children's ministries here at church?
Yeah, definitely. So probably the best way right now, since our voicemail system is down, would be just to send me an email, pastorjulie@abeaconofhope.org. I'm usually receive people's emails right away. So if you would like to volunteer in children's ministry, we definitely have a place for you, whether you want to be in there with the kids or whether you prefer just to serve in the background, you know, getting stuff ready. We have lots of opportunities to serve, especially with Vacation Bible School coming up this summer. We're going to have a lot of areas to serve during that. So please, if you feel led or you just want to be more involved in the church and you have a passion for kids, please let me know.
Well, thank you. And since you mentioned it, what are the dates of Vacation Bible School?
Vacation Bible School will be July 30th to August 3rd, which is Sunday through Thursday this year. We'll be starting on a Sunday, and that will be in the evening.
That's cool. And what are some things that people can be praying about for you and children's ministries and the kids and the workers?
Yeah. I think a lot of times I've heard just that ministry can be hard in the summer with people going away on vacation. And I feel like since I've been here for a little while now, things have started to kind of pick up. And I don't want to feel like that stops. I want it to keep growing, and I want to keep seeing kids coming and learning more and keep seeing new things happening. So just prayer that the Lord will work in that and allow me just to keep going, even though, you know, people are away and there's the complications of things during the summer happening.
Sounds good. Thank you, Pastor Julie, for joining me today on Front Porch Talks and sharing a little bit about your testimony and how you ended up here.
Of course.
And if you don't mind, I'll just close our time just praying for you and praying for the children's ministry here at church.
Definitely. Thank you.
Lord, we come before you today, and I just thank you for Pastor Julie's testimony and her willingness to serve you and to serve the children of our church here at Harrisonburg, First Church of the Nazarene, and for her willingness to answer your call to come here to be the children's pastor when she wasn't exactly sure what that meant or wasn't sure what it was going to look like, Lord. And I just pray for her and for just that kids continue to come to you. And even in the summer, if people are less consistent, that you will still encourage her and let her know that those that are here are being ministered to and that she's having an impact on those kids' lives, Lord. And I just thank you for that. And I pray for the children's workers also, Lord, and that just as Pastor Julie said, that they will learn as much from the kids as what they give to the kids in serving the kids, Lord. And just lead, guide, and direct her and the other leaders, Lord. And we pray also for the kids, Lord, and their hearts, and that you will continue to cause them to learn more about you in the way that they can understand you, Lord. And I thank you for this time that me and Pastor Julie have had to share about the children's ministry and about what you're doing in her life and through the local church, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Julie. And I'll have to have you back on sometime.
Thank you, Grayson.
Thank you again for listening to Front Porch Talks. It's Pastor Julie Cameron, our children's pastor here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. God bless.
The way of a man is such a curious thing. No one but the Lord can know it. And the foolishness of pride can bring us to our knees, or so I have been told. And there's no place you can hide where he cannot be. Nothing held in darkness his eyes won't see. 'Cause the seed that you sow is the fruit you're gonna reap. It's how the story goes. So won't you humble yourself as a little child? Won't you humble yourself? Won't you humble yourself? There is a way through the darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child. Now mysterious thing hidden from the wise among us. But when you become as a child, you're gonna see the mystery unfold. So these are his words for the ones who can hear. There's no heart so broken his love cannot heal. And never a storm that his voice cannot still. His goodness overflows. So won't you humble yourself as a little child? Won't you humble yourself? Won't you humble yourself? There is a way through the darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child. So won't you humble yourself as a little child? Won't you humble yourself? Won't you humble yourself? There is a way through the darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child. So won't you humble yourself as a little child? Won't you humble yourself? Won't you humble yourself? There is a way through the darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child. So won't you humble yourself as a little child? Won't you humble yourself? Won't you humble yourself? There is a way through the darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child. There is a way darkest trial if you humble yourself as a child.